Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSP AM 1290. Our next segment is Teen Rap, and we are missing at present our guest, Pastor Drew Sams, but I am hoping he'll be with us shortly. I do have my son with us. I could put him on the spot, but I don't think I'll do that just yet. But Arnie, stand by. I may need to ask you a question or two. He wanted to know, what is the Teen Rap segment? And I told him that the Teen Rap segment is basically taking our general subject and how it applies to teens. And ironically, actually, Arnie, if you want to join me for some of this, it would be kind of fun. Ironically, shame is a big deal. When I was growing up as a teenager, there were all these things that would cause shame for me. And you're growing up in a time where kids text each other nude pictures of each other, and there isn't much that is considered shameful. Would you say that someone's reputation at school is affected in any way by their behavior these days?
Somewhat. If there's a, like, somewhat.
Well, give me an example. What could somebody do at your school that would really embarrass them? In the, if somebody was found out having had sex, that wouldn't embarrass them, right?
No, but if someone who has sex with multiple partners and is labeled as a, like, a tramp or something.
Would that happen to a boy?
Most likely the boy would be, like, given a lot of, like, credit for that. But if it was a girl, then the girl would be shamed in a way.
Do you think that word is even used?
No, but the definition is used, I guess.
Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of? If you got caught cheating,
No, not so much, but with drug use. If you know, people who find out about other people using harder drugs tend to, it's not really embarrassment, but it's more along the lines as you don't be friends with those kind of people.
Does certain behavior that, let's say when I was growing up, that might have created a stigma or be embarrassing, does it have the opposite effect now? So, for instance, if two girls got together and did a YouTube video where they were playfully fooling around and they kissed each other, would that, and it got 200,000 hits on YouTube, would that give them a fame or infamy? Infamy meaning negative fame.
I'm not exactly sure because we haven't had to deal with that before, or I've never seen something like that, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. I thought just since Pastor Drew is not with us right now, I would read a little bit from the column. Arnie, please stay with me as if I come up with a question or you want to add something. For those of you that did not read the column, I want to share with you some of it so you can follow a little closer to what we're doing. Right now I'm reading directly from the column. The other day, I was listening to a radio talk show that was quoting an article from the New York Post about the popular dresses for this year's high school proms. According to the article, callers and talk show host, the choices ranged from sleazy to stripper. One caller said she went shopping with her daughter, and they could find nothing that either would consider appropriate for her to wear. A quote in the article came from a dress store owner in New York who described this year's style choices as pretty much saran wrap or worse, as far as exposing the girl's body. It brought to mind, to me, obviously as the writer, the extreme changes in societal attitudes regarding shame. It no longer exists among much of our secular society. We see regular examples of celebrities who skirt what used to be a career-threatening episode with little more than a slap on the wrist. I already mentioned in this case the famous, infamous hotel heiress who accidentally released a sex video that propelled her to fame with her sordid behavior. In old Hollywood, there were publicity people at all the studios whose primary job was to protect their charges, the actors, from themselves and their occasional lapses in what society viewed then as acceptable or unacceptable behavior, a.k.a. shame. The gossip columnist of the time could ruin a career by exposing an infidelity or inappropriate behavior or comment by a star. Now it's often the opposite, as this behavior seems to be celebrated and often enhances careers. Such exposure is often courted with shame, not the result at all. Instead, it may bring a reality show. I mean, the Balloon Boy episode comes to mind as an aside. As a parent, I believe all this change in attitudes is dreadful, and it gives our children not only less heroes to emulate and encourages deeds that can be harmful and destructive. the idea, as I said earlier to my son Arnie, that middle school girls will text around naked or partially naked photos of themselves is a perverse outgrowth of our current permissive society, especially in our bigger cities, less religious households, and generally more secular country. Teenagers cannot self-regulate because that part of the brain is not developed yet, so they need external control. This is a scientific fact. This is not an opinion. That is why having the concept of shame in society seems useful. But the challenge is, how will that counteract street cred, as they say, or the drive to differentiate yourself from your parent? That's what teens want to do. The biggest thing they want to do, this is me talking separate from the column, is they don't want to be you during those teen years. So part of differentiating themselves is doing things that otherwise would have been stigmatized in the past. As we become adults, we develop the ability to look at the long-term consequences of our actions. Teens and children only live in the now. I say, this is Bruce speaking, and this is an opinion, I say the state of affairs stinks, and that the idea of shame as a societal discouragement is a good thing. It keeps me from doing things I might have otherwise regretted, as it did the same for my childhood friends. The loss of shame as a consequence in our society is a loss for the innocence of childhood and the responsibility of adulthood. That is really what I believe. It may not be PC, but I'm not a PC guy. I like to say what I believe is the truth, regardless of what is politically correct. I have an email that actually is taking me to task, so let's share this. And Arnie, if you want to jump in at any point, feel free. Dear Bruce, I'm sorry, but I think shame was more used as a negative weapon than a good one, especially in religion. I understand that unbridled conduct deserves some sort of response, but the stigma of shame is a good thing gone from our society, and it's not signed. Well, not signed. I would agree with you. Everything can be abused. But having standards, having some rules, having things that control our behavior is largely a good thing. I think simply the Ten Commandments, if you paid attention to them and lived your life by the Ten Commandments, and I'm not an overly religious man, you will live a better life. If it is just by doing what feels good, which is essentially what the product of the 60s was, I don't think it's good. So yes, shame can be overdone. And I know in certain segments of religious society it was overdone. But I think its value is greater than its risk. And with everything in life, there's gray areas, and the gray area here, to me, is worth the risk that there might be. We are nearly out of time. Arnie, do you have anything else you want to say about shame? Have you done anything shameful I need to know about today that you want to publicly acknowledge?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, do you want to privately acknowledge?
Sure.
Oh, you mean you have? No, I'm putting it on. I'm kidding. My son's a good kid and a really, really terrific musician. So I want to remind everybody, our Father's Day show is next week. And I really encourage you to send in a short tribute to your father. I will be reading a tribute and talking with Arnie about my late father, his grandfather, gone 4 years. Still miss him every day. Father's Day is not the same, even though I get incredible love and respect from my two boys and my second wife, Debbie, who I miss being here with me today. But it is not the same without my father. He was a really terrific man. And I want you to be able to have that opportunity to share the same. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's time for a break. So be sure to call in at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.